He says he's responding to the recession and the financial difficulties that everyone in the country are feeling. And so what he's been doing is looking quite carefully at some of his expenditures. In particular, his aides pointed out that he hasn't been on a foreign holiday in the last year. He often takes a skiing holiday to Switzerland. And also that he's unlikely to be doing that in the coming year. Also, the accounts that we've been looking at cover the Duchess of Cornwall's expenditure as well. And it's notable that in the last year she didn't go on either a trip to the Greek islands, which she often does on her yacht, or to the Caribbean, as she's done before. And instead, the couple have been going to stay at Birkhall, the Scottish home that was previously owned by the Prince's grandmother, the Queen Mother. So they've been trying to save on holidays. It also seems that they've been trying to save on their utility bills, like many people. And they've even installed meters which show up who's using too much energy in the offices of their premises. And it seems that they've been paring down on the personal staff somewhat as well, with the spending on valets, butlers and cooks being reduced, although apparently none have actually been laid off. Some vacancies haven't been filled, and in other cases their work has been transferred to official business.
Now, the other interesting point about this is that evidently Prince Charles has managed to save on tax despite the fact that his overall income has increased. Can you shed any light on that?
The reason his overall income has gone up is really to do with the fact that the government has given him more money to do more things for it. So, for example, he was sent on two long-haul tours this last year, one to Latin America and one to the Far East. Normally he would only do one. So he's been able to offset all of the costs of both of those tours against tax, and he's also been able to offset the regular costs of his conventional work in the UK. What is slightly unclear is exactly what he's offset against tax. He has talked about offsetting, for example, about £60,000 on the costs of his gardens, but what we don't know is exactly what he's been spending on his gardens. So the tantalising question was, for many of us who have been following the MP's expenses story, was, has he bought himself a duck island?
Now, you mentioned MP's expenses. It seems pretty clear that Clarence House is sensitive to this issue of spending. Do you have any sense of how the public might respond to these details, or in fact are responding?
Well, he's been publishing his annual review now, I think, for 6 years, and it's, been in the interests of transparency. And I think normally people are fairly surprised at the amount of cash that he spends on things like his gardens. They clearly rush to defend that spending, saying, thousands of visitors come to these gardens each year. And it becomes a bit of a ritual, really, of people looking slightly askance at the amount that he lays out on parties and his homes and particularly his travel, which is incredibly expensive, largely to do with security concerns, but also because he has got he seems to have a great fondness for travelling in quite luxurious style.
Austerity for the royals as well?
A little bit, not too much though.